Remember that this is not easy. The forest can be terrifying, and yet something about such places calls to us. We have a push-pull with the darkness of the forest, these darker aspects of ourselves. It's a bit like l'appel du vide, the call of the void, when we look down from a great height and wonder what it would be like to jump. Milan Kundera wrote in The Unbearable Lightness of Being, "Vertigo is the voice of emptiness below us, which tempts and lures us. It is the desire to fall against which, terrified, we defend ourselves." We can feel that resistance, not wanting to go there, not wanting to meet these things, wanting to defend ourselves against them. But if we start to open up, if we acknowledge all those parts of us, those that want to go into the dark and those that want to hang back afraid, even that is part of it. How do we bring all of ourselves to this practice? Some of these creatures we may find easier to engage with than others. And remember, we're in the realm of a mandala, a circle. So we're not walking straight through the forest and out through the other side. It's a place to get lost in. We're constantly weaving back and forth, spiraling in, expanding out. Our path is not linear, and we don't become conscious of all these different parts of ourselves all at once. Catherine Thanis, a Zen teacher, tells us, "The true aspects arrive before the deluded aspects have departed. In the midst of confusion and pain, clarity arises." Awakening is an ongoing, creative engagement with the different facets of ourselves. The gremlin, the lost child, the vampire, the ghost, and the dragon. Our aim is not to do away with these shadows. Our purpose is to engage with them in a way that does not cause further suffering, in a way that makes the dark conscious.